MoneyWeb now on the money.
This show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit StanLib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting now with Quinton Rossi, CEO of the Spear REIT. Results for year-end February, full-year distribution income at 82.99 cents and a net asset value of 11.79. Quinton, appreciate the early morning. I'm not sure if you caught the tail there around the money that Pick and Pay spends on diesel. You've got about a quarter of your energy demand is now generated by solar PV systems. The load shedding's disappeared for 60 days, but I'm imagining renewable, apart from just the renewable status, is cheaper than Eskom power.
Morning, Simon. Thanks for having me on, and morning to your listeners. Yeah, I think there's definitely a strong business case to augment as much as you can away from Eskom. Mm-hmm. To build out that reliance in terms of the mix between battery-supplied energy, PV solar, and diesel power generators. And I think it's... We all welcome the 60 days of load shedding free, but as a well-schooled South African, I don't think we've seen the last of it, but we'll wait and see and be hopeful.
Yeah, look, we hope it's gone, but we don't hold our breath because, as you say, we're a little bit better than that. How's the vacancies looking? I mean, it's across different sectors. And let's touch on office, which is moderately small in your life. But perhaps, I mean, it seemed less bad than maybe the sector average.
Yeah, so we are, we're not quite where we want to be in terms of office vacancies contracting. Mm-hmm. There's been a few nuances that have given rise to that, which I think is pretty transitory in our lives. But the office market certainly has really performed very countercyclical in the Western Cape compared to the rest of the country. And it's largely driven by investments from BPOs, from fintech companies. We've got over 500 fintech businesses in Cape Town employing over 40,000 people. So those need space demands to the likes of Amazon's Africa Global headquarters. We've also got the effects of semigration, where people have relocated, not just corporate relocations, but senior managers, executive managers, middle managers. They've all relocated to the Western Cape to the tune of about 150,000 people a year. And those people need to operate somewhere. They need to shop somewhere. They need to have some sort of operational home, if I can call it that. And there's been a net uptake, not just in our portfolio, but across the various landlords in Cape Town.
How's debt? You were talking around in the presentation. You mentioned the fixed versus flexible debt, and of course the flexibles at a higher level. High interest rates, it's causing some pain, but I mean certainly manageable. Your average fixed cost of debt 8.55, variable debt 10.16, still manageable in your life. But I imagine, like everyone in South Africa, can't wait for the Reserve Bank to start bringing interest rates down.
No, quite right. I mean that, we are slightly underhedged in terms of our internal strategy. Mm-hmm. But there's also rationale for that because we've sold the Liberty Life building to Capitec. That building transfers later this week. And effectively, we'll push up our hedge ratio to closer to 60% at a zero cost in effect. Because, taking out these kind of interest rate hedges, you do pay a premium for them. Mm-hmm. And we just felt that given the fact that we're at the top of the interest rate cycle already, and we do anticipate cuts maybe towards Q3, Q4 this year, it was more sensical for us to remain slightly under-hedged in terms of our strategic bands we want to be hedged at. And then once those cuts start coming through, it's an immediate drop to the bottom line, that interest cost, and mm-hmm. then also a nice boost to your interest cover ratio.
Gotcha. Rent collections, it's not a material number in your life. I mean, obviously the ideal collection is 100%, but it seemed to pick up this year versus last year, which makes some sense. It's still tough out there, but sort of further away from the pandemic. And the numbers seems to be running fairly well, and you're collecting well from your tenants.
Yeah, quite right. I mean, we actually close to just over 99% after year end for FY24.
Yeah,
we ended off at 98.92 for the year, and it is tougher. I mean, we do what we can to make sure that the tenants maintain their rental obligations, but as you say, higher interest rates for longer does make you know, does make it a little bit difficult on tenants in terms of cash flow. But we work with our tenants by and large, and we managed to get the collection rates, you know, to that almost 99% at year end, which was extremely positive for us.
Yeah, I imagine it's something, as I say, 100's a target, but probably almost unachievable. The Island Urban Logistics Park, you bought this in May 2023, so it's in for almost the full year, what's three quarters perhaps. It seems to have delivered a better yield perhaps than you had initially anticipated on the purchase.
Yes, when we acquired the property, it had about an 18-month weighted average lease expiry. We managed to push that out through some renewals we did. Mm-hmm. And just given the demand for that type of space in that node, we actually saw some really good growth in our gross rentals, which boosted our return. In addition to, we managed to, you know, as we've onboarded this asset onto our asset management platform, we've got some economies of scale on the operating cost side. Mm-hmm. So a nice little top line growth with some savings in operating costs has boosted that net operating income and obviously given us a return that's increased from 9.75 to about 10.15%.
Okay. Last question, rental reversions, and let's exclude office from this. You are getting a positive rental reversions as you renew leases.
We are indeed, yeah. We're getting about 6% positive rental reversions on industrial and about 11% positive rental reversions on retail, which has been really exceptional for us. And it just underpins, again, the strength of the demand within the Western Cape in particular for industrial and for retail spaces.
Yeah, chunky numbers. We'll leave it there. Quinton Rossi, CEO of Spear REIT. Appreciate the early morning. The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.